Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for our Mari Rosh Yichud Nishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Rechayach, Rechav Fegabat, Michal Yudis Basia. We're going to be learning the Isser of the Isser. The Indian of Isser Kabbalah's Chometz Bachrayus. And this is based on the an article in the Moria Torah Journal, and afterwards published in the Mishnah Siyavitz, Psachim Heil Mit Beis, Omer Mal, Yachod Yatmi Vikal Pukdanis Ben Anachri, and I might think that a person can hide the Chametz, and therefore it's not over in Baal Yerok, he can't see it. Or he can receive a Pikadon from a Goy, and use and hold on to that over Pesach. Tamid Loi Ma, Lo Yimad Say No. Lo Yimad Say even Asus that, you know, even if you can't see it, even if it's from the Goy. And the Reshit says that you're allowed to see chametz that belongs to others, so why can't you be makabel because from a kohen to the Gemara? When you're makabel achrayas, when you're responsible for the chametz, then it's aser. And when the Brisa says that if you're allowed to own, you're allowed to hold on to chametz that belongs to someone else, when you weren't makabel achrayas. And the Brisa here that says you're not allowed to be makabel pikdonets min nachum, so you were makabel achrayas. Burn the chametz of the soldiers from your homes. Since if it gets stolen or lost, it's considered in your rishus and you have to pay. It's like it's yours and therefore it's aser. So what the Gemara is saying is that you see, if you're makabel rishus, it's like it's yours and therefore it's aser. So Rabbi said, get rid of it. This, the chametz you have from the soldiers, from the Gaisha soldiers, because since you're responsible for it, if it gets stolen or lost, it's yours, and therefore you have to get rid of it. I understand according to the man damer davar garam l'mam k'mam and dami. So it makes a whole lot of sense that if you were responsible for it, it's gairim l'mam, and therefore it's k'mam, and it's like it's yours, and you have to get rid of it. L'mam damer lav k'mam and dami, Michael, remember, if it's gairim l'mam, it's lav k'mam. So it's not my chametz, and it's garim l'mam, and I'm responsible for it. For garim l'mam and lav k'mam and dami, it's not considered like it's my money. So what's the problem according to that opinion? And just the Gemara shiny yachadar malayimatz. I know here with a special chiddush that it says layimatz. It's even according to the mandar garim l'mam and lav k'mam and dami. Here it's k'mam and dami, and mamela he has to get rid of it. Ikadamri anichal mandiyamar dover garim l'mam and lav k'mam and dami. Understand according to the mandiyamar that if it's lav k'mam and dami dover garim l'mam and hainer ditzich layimatz. That's why we need the pasuk. Even though normally it's davar garam l'mamon lav k'mamon dami, but here we say it's k'mamon. That's why you need the pasuk of lav yimatzei l'mamon dami or k'mamon dami. But according to the man there, davar garam l'mamon is k'mamon. Lav yimatzei l'mamon. What do you need lav yimatzei for? What do you need lav yimatzei for? It's pashut davar garam l'mamon k'mamon dami. You don't need a pasuk. And it's more to osatei chamina. I might have thought v'chol v'chiyesei hader beinei lav b'shisei koy. I may think that since if it's still around, he has to give it back as it is. Therefore, lav rishus sekai, it's not in his rishus. Kamash malan, that it is in his rishus. Kamash malan, that he has to get rid of it. So you might think that since when he returns it, he has to return it as is. Since he has to return it as is, it's not considered in his rishus. So, kamash malan, that no. It is considered his rishus because he's responsible. And davar garam l'mam and k'mam and dami. And memela, despite the havamina that since he has to give it back as it is, it's lav rishus ekai. Like Rashi says that you might think that the davar garam l'mam and k'mam and dami is only if it's not be'ein. Only when it's not around, but if it's be'ein, we would say lav k'mam and dami. Kamash malan here, that it is, even though it's be'ein, it's still k'mam and dami. Even though you have to give it back as it is, you would think that it's not like it's yours, the person responsible. Kamash malan, that it is. That's the sugi sagimavet. Rambam, Chametz 4:3 writes, "Akum shehifkitchem soisel Yisrael, and kibel of Yisrael achrayus shim abed or nigna vishalim ludama harei zechayev levara hoel vikibel of achrayus v'nasa kishela lo kibel of achrayus medel akayim etzla. So a goy who is mafkid chometz by yid, if the Jew is mekabel achrayus that if it gets lost or stolen he's going to pay, so he has to get rid of it. And he was mekabel achrayus, it's like it says, and if it wasn't mekabel achrayus, then mutter lekayma et lekaymo etzla. But if it wasn't mekabel achrayus, he's allowed to hold it by him, and he's allowed to eat it after Pesach, because it's the goy's. Halacha d'ala, the Rambam writes, that if a goy forces a Jew to hold his chametz, the Jew knows that he's going to have to pay for it if something happens to it. Even though it wasn't mekabel achrayus, he still has to get rid of it, it's still his. Because he's chayv achrayus. The Ravid says to the Rambam, what are you talking about? You think that because of what Rava said to the name of Chusa, get rid of the chametz to the soldiers, because if it gets lost or stolen, you're going to have to pay. So the Rambam thought, says the Ravid, that this is achrayus min ha'ainis, it's al korchem. And if so, b'motzei Pesach, So they were forced, and even though they were forced to hold on to this chametz, they still have achrayus, and therefore they have to get rid of it. But if that's true, says the Ravid, Motzei Pesach, Echa Naya Nimtza, how is it around a Motzei Pesach? The Rav Nachman says, Pesachim 30a, Puka Vaisalan Chamir Denecho, go out and bring out the chametz of the soldiers. It was burned with their own chametz. The answer is no. There was no onus. And they could have given it back whenever they wanted to. And therefore, before Pesach, they taka gave it back. And on Motzei Pesach, they took it back. So you see that if they're forced, that it's not considered, they have achrayus. Payment that's from onus isn't kedin achrayus. Achrayus is only if you willingly accepted it upon yourself. If you didn't willingly accept it upon yourself, the Ravid said it's not achrayus. The Rambam said if you didn't willingly accept it upon yourself, it is achrayus if you're going to be responsible. So we see Shitas HaRambam that achrayus me'onus is considered kakabalas achrayus, it's considered like it's yours, and therefore you have to get rid of it. The Ravid argues in Set Hashlumin that one has to pay out of onus is not kedin achrayus, and that the Rabbah told the people to people of Mechusa to get rid of the chametz of the soldiers. The Ravid explains that they willingly accepted the chametz. If you willingly accept the chametz, it's chayv the beer. And the Pesach, b'emes, they give it back to the guy. In order they shouldn't be over on Baal Yoros, either burn it or get rid of it. And on Motzei Pesach, they took it back. And that's what Rav Nachman said, Puku v'aisel an chamer de b'nei chayla. Bring to us the chametz of the soldiers, because they had given it back they had given it to the soldiers and then the soldiers gave it back. This isn't considered Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach. According to the Rambam, it's Shver, how did Rav Nachman say, go out and bring us the Chomet to the soldiers? It's Achrayus, you have to burn it. So how did they have this Chomet after Pesach? According to the Rambam, it should have been gone. According to the Ravid, it's not a problem. They gave it back to the gold, Goyim, and then they took it back after Pesach. That's how it's still around. But according to the Rambam, it should have been burned. Now, in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, it's in the Tav Mem Sif Aleph, it says that if a Goy was mafkid chometz by a Yid, if he's chayv b'achrayas meginev v'aveda, whether it's Beveso, whether it's Bechom Mokom Birshuso, Chayev Levaro. Ramos says, Vafilo Chazer Vifkido Biyad Akum Achir. Vishom Shafilo Eno Alav El Shem Rechina, Shechayev Bipshir, Chayev Levaro. Vafilo Eno Chayev Bachriyuso Bedin. El Shirdea Sheakum. Alam Vichpeo Lishalim Yovet Chayev Levaro Vyesh Chokim. some people say, that even if all you are is a Shamar Chinam, and therefore all you're chayav for is Pshia, you still have to get rid of it. And the Gemara says that you're chayav for Gnei and Aveda. But according to this opinion, it's even Gnei and Aveda, even if you're responsible for Pshia, which could mean that it was stolen or lost the Pshia. So even that, even Shamar Chinam has to get rid of it. Other holds, no, it's Dafka Shamar Sachar. Some people say even a Shem Rechinam has to get rid of the Chametz. And even if a person is not Chayev B'din B'Achrayus, just he knows the guy is going to make him pay, so he has to get rid of it. And some people argue and hold no, that if you didn't willingly accept upon yourself responsibility, so it's not considered like it's yours. You don't have to get rid of it. Taz says that the Beis Yosef brings these 2 days, the Mechaber brings these 2 days, the Rambam and the Raivi. The Rambam holds that if the guy is a violent person and he's forcing you to take his chametz, it's considered like yours, if you're chayv b'achrayus, even if he's forcing it on you. Because he understands the Gemara that it's that these soldiers gave it against their will and their chayv and achrayis. And the Ravid holds, no. Achrayis menonis is an achrayis, only if they willingly accept it upon themselves. So we have a kash in the Rambam. If the Rambam is right, that if you're forced to have achrayis, it's not considered achrayis. Why is the Gemara asking? It says, Lo Yimotze is coming to teach us that if you're chayv b'achrayis, it's like it's yours. As Gemara says, Hanicha l'man di'amar davar garam l'mamon, lav k'mamon tami. It's lav k'mamon, you need a pasuk to tell you that still, Chametz is also if you're chayv b'achrayis, but according to the Mandarma that it's k'mamon dami, what do you need lo yimotze for? Pashut? You don't need a pasuk to tell you that if you're responsible, that it's like it's yours, you're not allowed to have it, because davar garam l'mamon k'mamon dami. According to the Rambam, what's the Gemara's kasha? It's telling you that gavei oynes gamken, you know you're going to be forced, it's still like it's yours. So that's what the Lo Yimotze is coming to teach you. According to the Rambam, the Gemara shouldn't have a kasha eleman dami k'mamon dami. What do you need Lo Yimotze for? Even according to that opinion, if it's forced on you, it's also considered Kabbalah Sechrayis. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Gemara doesn't say that. Another kasha is, what does it mean? Rabbi said to the people of the city to get rid of the chametz to the soldiers. So what case is he talking about? What does he mean to do? If he says to burn it, what do you have to burn it for? Just sell it. That's enough. Why is he telling them to burn it? Just give it away. Sell it to somebody else and get the money. Why does Rebbe say, burn it from your house, mibataychel? Should have just said, bekitzer, get rid of the chametz of the soldiers. The Bishlam, according to the Rebbe, it's not difficult. Because when he says, burn it, get rid of it from your house, in other words, what he's saying is give it to another guy. And then you're a putter from the rule of the king, because the rule of the king is that if you're holding on to the chametz, you're chayv b'achrayis. Hand b'yad akum, hand b'yad Yisrael. If you give it to another akum, you're putter from achrayis. That's what he means. Be'iru mibataychu. Get rid of it from your house, give it to a guy. According to the Rambam, you don't have such a choice. Af miten lakum yichpeil l'shalim. Even if he gives it to a guy, he's still going to have to pay for it. He's still going to be responsible because they were forced here. Well, they didn't have a choice. So what is he saying? Give it away. Even if you give it away, you're still going to be responsible. It's Masay Azor. Because here they were being forced. They didn't have a choice. So they were, even if they give it away, they're still going to be responsible. So it's still their chametz. So because of these kashas, this is all the taz. Because of these kashas, he says, if you paskin like the Ravid, you don't lose. But the Ravid holds that if it's echrech, if it's forced, then it's not considered echrech. It appears as follows. The Magen Avraham, Tziv Kanal Efrayit, V'chol Makom Yisrael Chayv L'Var, V'Avolav L'Av Yorim, V'Akum Achar Pesach, V'Shel Litin L'Achonitz. V'Achomet Shav L'Av Pesach, Eino Wetzel L'Mitam Knatz, V'Zeh Lo Kansu, V'Kol Makom Yishlam R'Dosim Ha'Taima, Litin L'Akum, V'Shem Yachzor Ha'Akum, V'Yim Kren L'Yisrael, V'Yikosh L'Yisrael, V'Chomet Shav L'Av Pesach. And Ram says, whenever a Jew is Chayv to burn the Chomets, and he didn't, the Goy comes after Pesach, he's allowed to give him the Chomets. Because Chomet Shav L'Av Pesach is only Asr Al Tz'Knatz. And here there's no knas if you give it to the guy. We can say that maybe it's usher to give it to the guy because the guy might sell it to a Jew. And the Jew is going to be nichshal chomet shalva pesach over the chok yankiv. It's even kalol dala writes in the Magen Avraham. It's mashmi from what the Magen Avraham says that it's pashut. That this chomet is usher after pesach. But according to me, says the chok yankiv, it's not so pashut. Because since the chomets belong to the guy, the mafkid, and it goes back as it is to the guy, even though the Jew was over in Aver and he didn't burn the chametz, nevertheless he didn't get rid of the chametz. It's a chametz akum shavalav pesach shemutar b'hana. And Echnami wasn't allowed to have it, but it's still the Jew wasn't allowed to have responsibility over pesach, but it's still chametz shel akum. B'shuv matzasi oven, I found a raya for me from the Yerushalmi, says the Chayk Yankov. Akum shehifki tchemtzo etzel Yisrael. Rabbi Yehina amar muter, Rabbi Yosi amar aser. A guy who was mafkid his chametz by a Jew, Rabbi Yehina says it's muter, Rabbi Yosi says it's aser, Rabbi Yehina chem shalakamu Yisrael. Chem shalakamu Yisrael hu she'avar alei. Hare demasik b'Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehina, that the Jew is doing an Avera, but it's the guy's chametz. So the maskan of the Yerushalmi is that if a guy gave a Jew chametz, the pikad, then it's still the guy's chametz. And therefore it's mutter after Pesach. Pribegadim brings a raya for the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham again said that it's aser because the maybe the guy is going to sell it to a Jew. We're worried that a Jew is going to eat it. This chametz shavalav pesach, even though it's only pikadon by a Jew, but it's still aser for a Jew to eat it. So the Purim Hakadim brings a raya for the Magen Avraham. The Rambam writes, Perek Dal Mechus Chametz Halacha Gimel, that if a guy gives chametz to be cut into a Jew, the Jew is makabel achrayus, that if it gets stolen or lost, he's going to pay for it. He has to get rid of it. Since he was makabel achrayus, it's like it's his, and he wasn't makabel achrayus, he's allowed to keep it. And he's allowed to eat for after Pesach, because it belongs to the guy, so it's mashma, that only if he wasn't makabel achrayus, he's allowed to eat from after Pesach, because it's b'shus akum. It's mekabel achrayus, and it's like it's his, and he's chayv levaro. Also, lechol menu achar pesach, because it's like chametz shel Yisrael shavu pesach shel aser b'hanot. So you see the Mashmos of the Rambam says the Prima Godim is like the Magen Avraham said, that if the Jew has Achrayus after Pesach, it's considered Chomet Shavah Lava Pesach. But what about the Yerushalmi that we brought before, that the Mashmos of the Yerushalmi is that if a guy was Mafkid Chomet by a Jew, we paskin like Rabbi Yoina, that it's Mutter Lachar Pesach, because it's the guy's Chomet. So the Prima Godim writes that the Yerushalmi in our Gersa is different. In other words, this Tam Laheter is not Rabbi Yain, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the Tam Laiser. Even though it's the Chametz of Akum, since Yisrael Hushavra Aleh, since the Jew is holding on to this Pikadim, it's also Mishum Chametz Shavalav Pesach. Rabbi Yain wanted to say that it's Rabbi Yain talking. Rabbi Yain says, I have a reason Laheter. That it's the chametz of a guy, even though the Jew is watching it, it's the chametz of a guy, it's not chametz of a Pesach. And the Godim says, no. Korek Yos says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. You know why it's Aser? Because it's the chametz of a guy, but a Jew is responsible for it. And therefore, it's really Aser. Vein bor samech, lechatz chametz umatz, perek down lechatz chametz umatz. And Chedush HaRitva and Pesachim, he writes, Uvavadai, Afal Pi, Shisrael Ze over our love, because he's Makab Lachrayas, Chomet Shal Nachri Mikri Leshtaroy Achar Pesach, it's still called the Chomet of a Goy. So to in the Ritva of Chavtes Amar Aleph, the Umas Lagamara, Meat the Pamim Shisrael over our love, Mamish will mutter, Zeo Chemsh Shal Nachri, Pamim Shal over our love, Uwasir, Zeo Chemsh Shal Yisrael. So we see before in the Ritva, like the Chok Yankiv, that Chomet Shal Nachri, that's Mufkadet to Yisrael, is Makab Lachrayas, even though Yisrael is over by Yeroy, he has to be Mavarit. Nevertheless, it's mutter after Pesach, and that's not like the Rambam. That's Much Midvar, that Chomet Shal Nachri, that a Jew's Makabel Achrayis is like Chomet Shal Yisrael. And it's also Bana Achra Pesach, because of Chomet Shal Alav Pesach. He writes, Pa'am Shal Yisrael over Alav Mamish for mutter, that's the Chomet of a Goy. The Chomet of a Goy, that's Mufkar Eitzel Yisrael, it's mutter. Not like the Rambam. So this is the first step on our journey. And we have a sach tzuled. It's no harbe harbe maladaber. Be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach. As I mevakesh, ni hakal hakadosh hazeh, shetisharu iti, ve'ezrat Hashem, ani mekaveh me'od, shenizkeh lahamshich, leraot nefla'ot mitorat Hashem, besimcha uvetuv levav merov kol. Toda rabba rabba shekshavtem shalom.